This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, Healing with Dr. Daniels. We are back. Now, I forgot to say, disclaimer, everything you hear on the show is only for information purposes. It is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or in any way improve any condition you may or may not have. And any way that you want to use the information is totally up to you. It's your responsibility. I accept no responsibility, whatever, anyway, anyhow. And so it's, you know, however you want to use the information is totally yours to do. Okay. Now, we talked about this very powerful, powerful chorizo. Now, to even take it up another notch, you want to not cook it. Do not cook it. So you mix all this stuff together, you puree it, and you keep this in the refrigerator. And whenever you got a slow mover, this is what you use. Now, before you administer the chorizo, you must give some instruction. For example, you have this slow-moving, low-energy individual. You need to say to the individual, I'd really appreciate it if you would clean up your room. And the kid says, uh-huh. You say, okay, fine. So you take this out the refrigerator, take a spoonful, put it over. I like to put over some beans because the beans make it more palatable. Actually, it's pretty tasty anyway. And I stir it in and tell him, eat this. And he'll eat this. Then you say, okay, go clean up your room. He says, oh, okay. And he'll jump up and go do it. Very nice. So this gives people an incredible amount of physical energy. And so, you know, if your husband has some project he's been about to do forever and ever, you can say to him, well, honey, would you do that tonight? He says, well, yeah, I think I could get that tonight. Say, okay, you have some chorizo and beans, honey. Or, you know, someone in the chat room said they have pot roast. No problem, spoon it over your pot roast. Someone else mentioned they had pork loin. No problem, spoon it over your pork loin. So whatever the person's eating, just spoon it right over. And, you know, all it takes is a couple of bites, and, you know, you've got this person kicked into gear. Now, this mixture is used in sausage because sausage, you know, has a lot of, let's just say, infectious particles in it. And so this helps disinfect the sausage. It also helps promote your circulation and get your circulation going so it can cleanse and you don't have any potential side effects from the sausage. That's basically classically what it was used for. I became aware of it because in our house we made homemade sausage. And we got to pick our, you know, you can make Italian sausage or this or that, whatever. And I said, I want chorizo. So I was very young and very energetic and just really chorizo was just totally me. Now, we're going to be taking questions soon. And if you want to ask questions, you can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now, these two spices, it's like the accelerator or the break. And the person in charge of cooking can literally use one or the other depending on the mood of the household or how they want to adjust the mood of the household. And so it's very, very, very nice. Now, I have a lot more recipes for curing things that I wanted to go over today, but maybe I'll make it a two-show series. So we'll go on for a minute. The next thing is insomnia. It's so common for people to not be able to sleep, especially now that we have so many jobs that are sedentary, people don't have these physical jobs, they just physically exhaust themselves. And also just a paperwork administrative burden of living is just so high that people can actually just have worries and just difficulty sleeping. So what do you do about that? Well, you don't mess around. You get right to it. Many of you are probably familiar with chamomile tea, and you've probably heard, oh, a teaspoon of herb and pour some boiling water over it. You need at least a tablespoon of herb per 6 ounces of boiling water. And then, if this is a hardcore case, and of course it is, why bother if it's not, then you want to quadruple the recipe. So in other words, 4 times 6 ounces, that's 24 ounces, and a quarter cup of chamomile tea, and you want to bring it to a boil and actually boil it for 5 minutes. I know, heresy. The herbalist will tell you, oh, you have to steep it just so, and you have to whisper and mumble over it. No, this is serious. This person's got to get to sleep or else. So you want to bring it to a boil, 5 minutes, simmer, strain it, and have the person just sip. It may only take 3 or 4 sips. You know, it may take more. But whatever it takes, that's it. Lights out. That's the insomnia piece. Next is anxiety. And that really is a lot of it comes under stress. But what I would do for my kids is I would give them cinnamon, cardamom, clove, hibiscus tea. And you can put as much or little as you want of any of those things in there, depending on how you want to adjust it. The hibiscus literally gives happiness. So that's the herb of happiness. If someone drinks hibiscus tea, they're just going to, a smile will just spring to their face. They don't know why. Then you have the cloves, which is your forbearance. It's like, let's not argue now. Maybe this will work out okay. Let's see how it goes. The cardamom, which is everyone's my friend. And the cinnamon, which is I'm happy for no good reason. So I would serve this at dinner, and the kids literally would not argue. There are times as a mother where you just cannot take another trivial complaint. When that comes, this is the tea to serve. So cinnamon, cardamom, cloves, hibiscus. And what I do is I mix the whole ball of wax together and put about a quarter cup to a half gallon of water, put it on the stove, and I boil it. And then when I strain it, I give the kids a little bit of honey to sweeten it. And they can put their own honey in. And it just totally changes the complexion of dinner. All of a sudden, everything is easy, nice, pleasant dinner, and it works. It works on adults as well, by the way. That's why I mentioned it. So you don't have to have kids to benefit from this. And next, someone asked about insecticides on these herbs. That's an excellent question because a lot of herbs are just literally riddled with them. What I recommend people do is buy single herbs bulk from an organic bulk source like Frontier Herbs or something like that. So that's what you do. Buy organic herbs in bulk. Little caveat here. When I was practicing medicine, I was really into this. I mean super into it. I would grow my own herbs. And I wasn't much of a farmer, obviously, because I was working long hours. I had the office. I had 3 part-time jobs. I had 3 children. I was on several volunteer boards, and I had different things I did in the evening. And then I had, of course, my garden, which had a fair amount of weeds in it, but I would pull them every now and then when I got around to it. So my herbs were seriously neglected. And I had a patient who was a wonderful, wonderful gardener. I mean, he took care of his herbs. He weeded around them. He talked to them. And everything was just so. And I said, you know, Mark, this oregano you have is, I mean, it tastes like parsley. It's just weak. Here, take my strong oregano. I mean, he took a bite of my oregano and, woo, woke you up. So he took it home and he planted it, wherever he planted it. And I stopped by to visit and I said, well, how's your oregano? He says, your oregano, Dr. Tino's, is growing really, really well. And I tasted his oregano and it tasted just as weak as parsley. In other words, cajoling and babying these herbs doesn't always get you what you want in terms of power. So I would say start with the organic version. If they are too wimpy and not strong enough to get the job done, then you have to go for regular. You want some herbs who have been inconvenienced and maybe not quite so much. Now, what do you do for headaches? Well, headaches are very simple, actually. Have more water is nice. Next, yellow hot dog mustard right under the nose, an ice pack to the head. And we'll pick up after the music.
This is Ed Corcoran, host of Survival and Beyond, and I want to talk to you about an invaluable resource to your survival and preparedness planning. It's been said that if the 20th century was the century of growth, the 21st will be the century of decline. This will be due to converging crises such as the ongoing collapse of the world's debt-based currency system, climate change, and resource depletion. Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse by Joe Snuffy, will show you how to survive and thrive during the decline stage of our current industrialized civilization. Suburban Survival addresses many popular myths within the survivalism movement as they pertain to long-term food storage and the bugging out concept, while placing emphasis on real-world contemporary issues. James Wesley Rawls had this to say about Joe Snuffy's work. Mr. Snuffy has the rare gift of being able to study complex situations, analyze risks and variables, and then formulate truly practical courses of action. He has the mind of both a tactician and a strategist. Few men can embody both, at least at his advanced level. He can and has done it all. Buy Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse, available at Amazon.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Okay, and we are back. All right, so last thing we talked about was headaches is hot dog mustard. Yes, the yellow cheapy stuff, not the expensive Dijon. The yellow cheapy stuff, hot dog mustard. And you put it right under your right on your upper lip and put an ice pack on your head. And it generally takes about between 30 and 60 seconds, and you feel the headache going away. Now, nothing I've told you tonight is going to be of any good to you at all unless you drink plenty of water. Water is the key. It makes it so these herbs can do their job. So the proper ruler of the house makes sure everyone gets plenty of water to drink, however you do that. Now, the next thing these cures don't work with it without is bowel movements. So the ruler of the house, the person in charge, has got to make sure that everyone is having their share of bowel movements. That would be about 3 a day. And if you got everyone having bowel movements like that, then as a person in charge of family happiness, harmony, and health, your job is a heck of a lot easier. You have to intervene a lot less. And when you do intervene, your intervention is miraculously effective, and people will see you as the invaluable member of the household that you are. No matter what your bra size, no matter what your age, face, whatever, even if you don't look like a Barbie doll, everyone would treat you like absolute, total, complete royalty because they know they can count on you. And that's the whole point. The point is to restore not only health to the home, really, but power. Power, health, power, and money. And that's what this does. So how do you get these kids to poop and adults 3 times a day? Of course, Dr. Daniel's Vitality Capsules, which are going on sale as soon as I can figure out how to reprogram that page. So stay tuned, stand by, and do go to vitalitycapsules.com/truth-files, sign up for my list, and you will get notices of this sale. It's going to be a 3-day sale only, and I'm hoping I can crack the code in the next 48 hours. Okay, what else have we got? Chronic tendonitis. What does that mean? That means you got a tennis elbow or you got an ankle that you sprained a long time ago and it just still bugs you. Well, what do you want to do for that? I say take some turpentine and just rub it on there. Just take it and rub it on there, and the pain usually goes away in anywhere from 30 to 60 seconds. Yes, this is it. This will make you look like God's humble assistant, incarnate. Yes, and your family will worship you and fall to their knees. So then now they don't have to go to the doctor, no physical therapy, and boom. They have, they're pain-free. They can get back to their tennis game, whatever it was they had in mind. So it's chronic tendonitis, and you can banish that from your home. And no one can give you any excuse anymore for why they can't lift these heavy things that need to be lifted. Now, bruising, same thing. Apply turpentine topically, absolutely wonderful. A lot of people like to use arnica, but I say turpentine is seriously natural. Talk about unprocessed, it is. Now, I'm going to talk about a delicate subject here, and that's the other woman. Yep, the other woman. Got to listen up to this one. I wasn't aware of this problem until when I was practicing medicine. I got a call at 2 o'clock in the morning, a distressing call from a patient of mine telling me that her sister had a cheating husband, and the whole family was upset, and I had to do something. Especially, I had to write her a prescription for Valium so she could calm herself down and cope with this cheating man who was cheating on her sister. I could not believe that I got a call at 2 a.m. because some guy was cheating. They could have at least waited till daytime to catch him, you know what I mean? But no, they called me at 2 a.m. So I said, okay, you woke me up. I'm going to tell you what to do. I told her what to do. This is what you tell your sister to do. I'm not writing a script for Valium. She told her sister to do it. As soon as the guy got home, she was waiting for him, and she sprang right into action. And the next morning, the guy woke up, and he said to his wife, I don't know what we did last night, but could we do it again? And that was the end of the other woman. He came home promptly at 5:15 p.m. He didn't have this second job that lasted till 1 a.m., and they lived happily ever after. So what did I tell them to do? Well, first of all, there's been a lot of research done, thank God. Some of it pans out. So these people, this company that made garlic bread did this experiment, and what they found was that if they could get the garlic bread in the oven, and a post-pubertal male, someone who's gone through puberty, came into the house and smelled the garlic, that person immediately became very pleasant and started issuing compliments and became very calm and pliable. And so I told this woman, what you do is you take a head of garlic, cover it in olive oil, cover it in foil, put it in the oven at 350 degrees, higher if you want. By the time your husband gets home, the whole entrance to the house, wherever he walks in, should smell of garlic. And so when he comes in, he's going to immediately become agreeable and pliable. Do not argue with him, even though you know he's been at his second job. So while he was gone, you should have filled the tub with hot water. Not hot enough to burn him, but just hot water. And so as soon as you spot this guy, you have already brewed your chamomile tea, very, very strong, 1 cup of chamomile flowers, 1 quart of water, you boiled it 5 minutes, you squeeze those chamomile leaves, you have this, actually it's a dark brown liquid, and you pour that into the tub. So as soon as you spot him, you're married to this guy, so you know what to tell him. Whatever you have to say to him to get him to go upstairs, wherever the bathroom is, go to the bathroom, take off his clothes, and before he gets in the tub, drop in 7 drops of lavender oil and put him in the tub. And then you sit there, and whatever you have to say to him, that's what you tell him, to keep him in the tub for 30 minutes. You can check your watch. At the end of 30 minutes, he will be totally disabled, barely able to walk, but that's okay. You're going to politely help him to bed and put him to bed. And no, you don't have to sleep with him. Sleep in the other room, whatever you want to do. And that's it. And that will get this guy coming home every day for whatever it was you did so you can do it again. And he will tell his girlfriend that whatever his wife is doing for him is quite okay. And he will even tell his guy friends that he's not staying out. He's got to get home. And that's the cure for the for the cheating guy. And this has really saved, actually, a lot of marriages. But I'm just trying to really impress with you the incredible power women have at their disposal just because they're in control of the kitchen and just because they can use a few simple herbs. So very, very important to really realize how powerful you are and get a grip on it and exercise that power really without hesitation. Okay. Yes, that's right, exactly. This is amazing. And when women come to me, and they would come to me with, you know, a story about this cheating husband. And so, of course, as a doctor, I was trained in medical school to totally condemn this guy. Everything's his fault. He's absolutely awful. You need to leave him. And by the way, soak him for all he's worth. So I would ask her, I said, well, if he weren't cheating, would he be otherwise okay? And amazing, these ladies would say, well, you know what, if he weren't cheating, he would be just fine. I said, okay, great, then this is what you do. And I tell them what to do, and I can say, honestly, it has worked every time. Now, the only time it hasn't worked is when the woman refused to use it. So I talked to one lady, told her what to do, and she said, Dr. Daniels, that man ain't worth 30 minutes of my time. I said, well, I think you have a situation here then that really can't much be turned around. You might want to proceed with finding better companionship or maybe terminating this relationship as gracefully and quickly as possible. But if the woman is willing to invest that amount of time, amazing things happen.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels. You're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we have a question from New York. We're going to take a question from Cab in New York. Cab, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Dr. Daniels. That was a great show. It was real interesting, very entertaining. And
thank
so
you.
I had three questions really fast. Maybe, I don't know if you could do all of them, but I wanted to know about your spices. I love spices. That was really so interesting. What can you put them on besides beans? And then the other question is about turmeric. Tastes so horrible, but we keep hearing that this is the greatest spice. And I just wondered if you had any ideas for turmeric. And then the last one was about what you were saying about the other woman. If you could have the mother, like what if the other woman is the mother-in-law? I have a friend whose husband seems to care more about his mother than her, and she's really not very happy at all about the way she's being treated. And also I was wanting to know, should I tell her to feed him first? Or you can't just put him to bed without giving some dinner, right?
Okay, so those are your questions?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. I'll answer them and we'll take that off the air. Okay. All right, the first one is, what can you put him on? Actually, absolutely anything. Don't be shy. If all the person will eat is white bread, then by golly, put it on white bread. Anything. Just have to get it in them. So this is where being the woman of the house and having the knowledge of what that person is going to eat or inclined to eat, that's what you put it in. Women have come to me complaining, and I've said to them, will that man eat whatever you cook? And she says, yes. I said, well, honey, you own him. So put it wherever you have to put it. It is friggin' orange juice. If that's what he drinks and that's the way he wants it, just get it in there. So don't be shy. Places I've put it is over potatoes, beans, over broccoli, and on any meats. It's a little bit heavy for fish, but what the heck. If that's what's being served, put it there. So you know your audience, put it on whatever it is that they're willing to eat. Everybody has something that they will eat no matter what you put on it, and that's where you put it. Okay, turmeric. Turmeric, I think, is a spice that is misunderstood and, what can I say, over-marketed, I guess would be the word. I first started using turmeric heavily as an anti-inflammatory back in 1993. And so I had this, and I had moderate success with it. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But it was so much better than any medications in terms of a safety profile. And so I had one patient who had to take as much as 3 tablespoons to even get any results. So what I tell people now to do is to do not use turmeric. Instead, use yellow curry powder. Yellow curry powder is mostly turmeric. It's the main spice used in the yellow curry powder. And because of the spice profile, it amplifies the effectiveness of the turmeric and is much, much tastier. And so that's what I recommend in terms of turmeric. I no longer recommend plain turmeric, because turmeric alone, you have to use such huge doses. That's one thing. Second thing is, I realized why I had to use such huge doses is because in the use of turmeric, you have to activate it by heating it / roasting the actual powder. And that's something that most people in Western civilization, we don't do. We don't roast our spices. What we do is we put them in and we simmer them into a stew or something like that. Well, that's not really the way. You're supposed to roast it to activate it. And for most people, that's not really practical. So I don't recommend turmeric because I can't really get people to pre-roast it and then take it. And so, but if you do use it as a curry in a stew and you simmer it for a long period of time, you still get more benefit than if you just take it a raw powder. Okay. The other woman. What if the other woman is the mother? Okay. I'm going to guess that what you really mean is he pays a lot of attention to his mother, not that he's having sex with his mother. Okay. So let's just say he's just spending a lot of time with his mother. He never really completely separated from the mother. Then what you do is you take the tea that I mentioned for anxiety, the cinnamon, cardamom, cloves. Not hibiscus, don't use that, but use the cinnamon, cardamom, and cloves. And that, whenever the mother comes over, that's what you serve. You serve cinnamon, cardamom, clove tea to her and to her son. Meanwhile, you have some roasting garlic in the background. And what's going to happen is you should probably leave at that point. You don't need to be around. But the mother is not going to be able to find anything bad to say about anybody, including you. And so this negative conversation is going to turn into either a positive conversation about you, or they're going to talk about something else. And I actually had a patient that this was the problem. She had a husband that she believed was unfaithful because he got off work at 5, never got home before 11. And then whenever he did come home, he would go to the barn with his father, and they would talk about her and say what a bad woman and a bad wife that she was, and she could even overhear them talking sometimes, and it just absolutely broke her heart, and she was very upset, and what could she do about it? And so what she did was, whenever the father came over, she would serve this tea. And so the tea, which is cinnamon and cardamom, got the father thinking, oh my gosh, she likes me a lot, she loves me, and and she makes me feel good with this thing that she's serving me. And so it got to where the father-in-law never said anything bad about her. And then, of course, the husband got the tub treatment, and then everything got back on track. So you have to serve tea to the husband and the other person involved who is supporting this basically negative behavior. Okay, we have Jose in Texas on the line. Jose, you're on the air. Hello, Jose. Hello, Jose.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, yes. My question was, I heard you on I just walked into the show. I just came in from the store and turned on the radio, and I'm hearing you. And I think I heard you once before on Statmuller's show one afternoon.
Yes.
Yes, and what is your name again?
I'm Dr. Jennifer Daniels.
Jennifer Daniels?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And you were talking about, I think, was it turpentine for a lot of cures?
Yep.
Okay, I'm assuming you're not talking about the turpentine you can just get from the hardware store? You know, I mean, that's not the natural one. Are you talking about what I'm saying is, what turpentine are you talking about?
I am talking about the turpentine that comes in the hardware store. Yep, that one too.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah. It comes in the metal can. I mean, it says on the can, do not, you know, it's got all kinds of warning labels on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It causes cancer in the state of California. So if you're not in California, I guess that means you're safe. Oh, it's deadly if swallowed. You're supposed to alert your doctor immediately. Yep,
well,
that's the one.
I lived there for a little while, and I left as quick as I could.
Okay. Well, you're in Texas, so you're safe. But if you want to know the full poop on the full story on that, you can send an email to support@vitalitycapsules.com, and my assistant Gabriel will let you know how to send PayPal $49. You'll get the report and a 10-minute consultation with me to answer any and all questions you have, so you can experience the miracle healing of turpentine.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious about that. I mean, you even suggested ingesting it, you know, a small,
absolutely,
like, to get rid of parasites?
Yep.
How is it on athlete's feet?
People like it a lot. With athlete's feet, well, athlete's feet could be in a few places. Like, it can be between the toes or on the sole or whatever. So depending on how much area you've got to cover, like if it's just between the toes, maybe you can dribble it there. If there's a larger area, then, you know, the report will explain to you how to make sure that you don't exceed a toxic dose and how to do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like everything, and it's in measure. Yeah, no, can't be too much.
Yeah, you got to get it right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And your website?
It's vitalitycapsules.com/truth-files. Now, if you truth files. So if you go
vitalitycapsules.com/truth-files.
Yeah.
Hey,
in the upper right-hand corner is a box.
Uh-huh.
If you fill in your information in that box, you get a free report on how to make antibiotics obsolete, so you can cure yourself without antibiotics.
Yeah. Could I be held over for a question? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is Ed Corcoran, host of Survival and Beyond, and I want to talk to you about an invaluable resource to your survival and preparedness planning. It's been said that if the 20th century was the century of growth, the 21st will be the century of decline. This will be due to converging crises such as the ongoing collapse of the world's debt-based currency system, climate change, and resource depletion. Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse by Joe Snuffy, will show you how to survive and thrive during the decline stage of our current industrialized civilization. Suburban Survival addresses many popular myths within the survivalism movement as they pertain to long-term food storage and the bugging out concept, while placing emphasis on real-world contemporary issues. James Wesley Rawls had this to say about Joe Snuffy's work. Mr. Snuffy has the rare gift of being able to study complex situations, analyze risks and variables, and then formulate truly practical courses of action. He has the mind of both a tactician and a strategist. Few men can embody both, at least at his advanced level. He can and has done it all. Buy Suburban Survival, Preparing for Socioeconomic Collapse, available at Amazon.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, you're back with Healing with Dr. Dennis, and we have Jose on the line.
Yes.
Hi, Jose, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Sorry. I cut some of this on the last, just came in, and what was this herb you're talking about for this cheating husband? I mean, not that I'm doing that, but hey, I'm a willing volunteer here.
Well, actually, what happened was, the couples had so much fun with it, they would come back and say, well, Dr. James, you got anything else we can do together? So you can catch it on the replay. It's really involved. It took like 15 minutes to explain it. So best thing to catch
okay.
it on the replay.
I got you.
Very common herbs, easy to get. Yeah.
All right. And what is the dose for
all
the
right.
Turpentine for ingestion? For
it varies. So that's
okay. All right. Anyway, I'll let somebody else come on. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye. All right. Our chat room is exploded with questions, so we're going to answer some questions from the chat room. It says, why do we need to have three babbaloos a day when using turpentine? when we only eat maybe two times a day? Good question. The bowel movements have absolutely nothing to do with your eating. If you ate zero times a day, you would need to have three bowel movements a day because the turpentine motivates the parasites to leave very, very quickly. And if you don't have a very good flow through the bottom end of the toilet, then they are going to look for another end, another exit, which might be your skin giving you a rash, it might be your head giving you a headache. And some people call those cleansing reactions, but they are totally unnecessary. So the reason for three bowel movements a day is to prevent cleansing reactions. It has really nothing to do with how many times you eat. Someone else asked, what about cloned pine trees? Is the turpentine less effective or desirable if the trees are cloned? The answer is no, it is not. A cloned tree is fine. There were a few others here. Someone mentioned that they were a lousy cook. And what about using these spices if you're a lousy cook? All the more reason to use these spices if you're a lousy cook. If the food tastes lousy anyway, they won't really notice the switch. And it'll give you much more power and control over your home and much more harmony. So I say, if you're a lousy cook, don't worry about it. Just tell your family that you're changing up your game. You're trying to get tastier stuff for their pleasure and satisfaction, and you hope they like it. And the kitchen is not accepting complaints. I learned that when I had my kids, that I had to announce the kitchen was not accepting complaints. Let's see. So, I'm trying to get through the rest of these questions here in the chat room. I'm learning how to use my scroller here. I think that's it. Okay. Now, of course, there are more herbs here. There's always more. Oh my gosh, we only have 7 minutes left. What about burns? Burns are really way cool. Everybody should have an aloe plant in their kitchen. That's A-L-O-E. And depending on where you live, sometimes you can only get those real skinny leaves in the aloe plants. But guess what? Those skinny leaf plants work just as well. It just takes more leaves to get the job done. You slice them horizontally. If they have prickles on the side, you slice those off, slice them horizontally, and put the slimy part towards the burn. And you want to cover the whole burn totally, and then wrap it with gauze or with the tape and change it every 12 hours with aloe. And this is wonderful because what will happen is your burn will heal without a scar. Absolutely awesome. And one reason that kept people running to the emergency room is kids getting cut. And you go to get stitches. Now, oh, did they have one stitch or six stitches? How many stitches was it? It turns out if your wound is less than 6 inches in length and no tendons are cut, and little muscle damage, then you can use aloe for that. You just simply rinse the wound out with distilled water, pat it dry, move the edges pretty close together, and just line up your aloe, put it in place, and plaster it there. That's what you do. And again, every 12 hours is when you change it. And for big wounds, it does take time. You're looking at weeks. But it's absolutely wonderful. You don't have any of those railroad track stitch marks. And the scar itself just nearly melts away. It's just absolutely amazing. I absolutely love it. Question in the chat room. Is there a good substitute for cardamom? Yes, there is. Vanilla, I think, is the next best substitute for cardamom. In fact, vanilla is so powerful that it was a traveling spice. And a traveling spice meant that when the explorers would come, they would give their guests vanilla. And when you give vanilla to someone, it makes them feel totally loved. It makes them feel like you're their best friend and totally just drops down all their feelings of suspicion, stress, and anxiety. So you can see, of course, how things did not go very well when the Indians got their vanilla. Aloe vera is the plant that I'm talking about. It's aloe vera. Okay. Are turpentine and kerosene flammable? Answer is absolutely yes. And yes, you should keep them away from your stove. Do not burn your house down, please. Okay. Let's see how we're doing here with questions. Okay, we're doing fine. All right, and finally, the last 5 minutes we can talk about pregnancy. Pregnancy is key. Women absolutely need to reclaim pregnancy. In the old days, what would happen is, you deliver my baby, I deliver your baby. That's about the size of it. What do I pay you? Maybe a pot roast, dinner for your family or something like that. And today, just as it was 100 years ago, it is safer for the baby to be born at home than in the hospital. That's number one. Number two, for the woman, it's 5 times safer to have a home birth. The mortality for a woman who has a hospital birth is 5 times what it was 25 years ago. That is astounding. That is so astounding that the World Health Organization is inquiring, watching, and investigating as to what's going on. Why are women in the United States dying at such a high rate in childbirth? And why is the rate just going up? Of course, the answer, obviously, is, prenatal care. It's the care that they're getting, which is murdering them. So if women take, or once women take back their pregnancy, then you don't have the prenatal care, the ultrasounds, the invasive needles, the relentless blood draws that deprive the baby of blood and oxygen, the numerous rapacious pelvic exams are totally unnecessary and only increase the baby's chance of having an infection. And you really bring the home much closer together. So you get rid of this expense. You get rid of this third-party interloper, which is a doctor, which spends the whole pregnancy casting doubt in the woman upon her competency as a mother, her competency as a spouse, the fidelity of her husband. That's what all those sexually transmitted disease tests are all about, is to cast aspersions on the fidelity of one's husband. Ridiculous. So women need to reclaim pregnancy, and that is really an emergency. And back in the old days, pretty much every third woman was a midwife. Okay, that is it. Now, people ask a question about my Tuesday show. I have a Tuesday show on BlakeRadio.com. It is Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this Tuesday's topic is how to tell if you are enlightened. Yes, it's important. How to tell if you're enlightened. Many people say I'm doing everything healthy and I'm still sick. What's going on with this? I might as well eat trash. So I'm going to clarify that and explain to you what it means to be enlightened, and what does that mean for sickness, what does it mean for healing, and how you can maximize your healing. So that's this Tuesday. Yes, I'm doing both shows, this one on Sunday and that one on Tuesday. Now, next Sunday, we'll talk a little bit more about healing. So this is Dr. Daniels, Healing with Dr. Daniels, signing off. And be sure to sign up for our list and be first to learn about the sale. We only have 300 bottles of Vitality capsules, and when they're gone, they're gone.